When we started writing our thoughts down on paper, it opened up endless possibilities. Ideas could grow beyond the borders of the mind, and it changed the world. Somewhere along the way, we lost touch with paper, distracted by devices made for every purpose except for thinking and focus. On edge, waiting for the next notification. But what if new technology didn't pull us away from paper, but brought us closer to it? Listen. That's not paper. It's the sound of the new Remarkable Paper Pro, rewriting the future. A paper tablet with a true color ink display, gentle reading light, and unheard of tactility. With digital features for taking notes, thinking, and organizing, without any distractions. Paper is about to change the world again. Get your paper tablet at remarkable.com today.
Everything in the universe is made up of energy, including our thoughts, emotions, and actions. And this energy can have different vibrations or frequencies. High vibrations are associated with positive feelings like joy, love, and gratitude, whereas low vibrations are linked to negative feelings like fear, jealousy, and frustration. Imagine you have a goal to get rich. If you approach this goal with high vibrational energy, feeling open, grateful, passionate, and flowing, you're more likely to attract positive outcomes. On the other hand, if you approach it with low vibrational energy, feeling closed, desperate, scattered, and stuck, it becomes much harder to achieve your goal. Sometimes you might find yourself wanting something, but also feeling unworthy or fearful of getting it. This creates a conflict where you're asking for something with one hand and pushing it away with the other. When your energies aren't aligned, reaching your goals can become much more challenging. We've all been there, feeling like we're constantly pushing and forcing things to happen, and it's exhausting, not to mention frustrating. But when we let go of these lower vibrational thoughts and focus on what makes us feel good, everything starts to flow more smoothly. Creativity, fun, and inspiration come easily, making life feel much lighter. So, how do you bring yourself back into alignment with this powerful feel-good space? The answer lies in reconnecting with your Tao. The Tao is the essence of the universe. It's the source of everything and the natural way things flow. When you're connected to the Tao, you're in harmony with the world around you. By tapping into this connection, you raise your energy and increase your vibrations. This means letting go of those heavy, negative feelings like fear and frustration and focusing on what makes you feel good. When you do this, it creates space for more creativity, joy, and inspiration to flow. And as your energy rises, so do the positive experiences around you. High vibrations attract good things, helping you achieve your goals with more ease. In this video, we'll explore how you can use Taoism to elevate your energy and skyrocket your vibrations. Number 1. Understand the three treasures of Taoism. Lao Tzu, the founder of Taoism and author of Taoism's most sacred text, the Tao Te Ching, says, "To keep the body in good health is a duty. Otherwise, we shall not be able to keep our mind strong and clear." In Taoism, Jing, Qi, and Chen are called the three treasures of Taoism. Imagine your life as a candle. The three treasures are the essential parts that keep it glowing brightly. Jing is the foundation of your energy. It's the core vitality you have from before you were born, tied to your genetic potential and how you age. Jing helps you deal with life stresses and affects your physical strength, mental clarity, and reproductive health. Taoists believe it's mainly stored in your kidneys, and when it's strong, you're likely to enjoy a long, healthy life. But as you lose Jing over time, you may notice physical and mental decline as it determines your vitality and lifespan. Qi is the life force, the energy that flows through you, keeping everything in motion. You breathe it in with the air, absorb it from your food and feel it in your environment. Qi moves through your body in pathways called meridians, which connect your organs and systems. Qi is like the flame of a candle, always in motion, powering your movements, thoughts, and actions. It can be fast-moving, like the yang energy, dynamic and expansive, or slow-moving, like yin energy, calm and nurturing. The healthier your lungs and spleen are, the better your qi will flow. Finally, shen is your spirit, mind and emotions, the light and warmth of the candle. It's what connects you to your higher self, to others and to life itself. Shen represents love, wisdom and spiritual understanding. When Jing and Qi are in balance, Shen remains clear and peaceful. A strong Shen nurtures qualities like kindness, empathy, and emotional balance. We begin to treat others with warmth and understanding, forgiving easily because we recognize that holding on to grudges only harms our own peace. With strong Shen, we're affected less by negative emotions and more able to stay calm and centered. This emotional stability is a key part of a high vibration. This high vibration is the positive energy you radiate when you're feeling peaceful, loving, and aligned with your higher self. You become more grounded, kind, and compassionate, and your energy lifts both you and the people around you. So, how do these three treasures work together? Picture your candle again. Jing is like the wax and wick, providing the foundation and potential. Qi is the flame, the active energy that burns. And Shen is the light and warmth, the radiance of your spirit, mind, and emotions. Just as a candle needs a steady supply of wax and wick to keep its flame burning, we need to preserve our Jing, nurture our qi, and cultivate our shen to sustain our overall health, vitality, and spiritual well-being. When all three are balanced, you experience deep peace, spiritual enlightenment, and a long, healthy life. Number 2. Practice the three jewels of Taoism. In the words of Lao Tzu, simplicity, patience, compassion. These three are your greatest treasures. The three jewels of Taoism, compassion, frugality, and humility, are key virtues that help us live better and more balanced lives. They guide our actions and interactions, elevating our energy. Compassion means being kind and understanding towards others. It's about feeling and sharing in the joys and sorrows of those around us. Practicing compassion can be as simple as helping a neighbor with groceries, listening to a friend in need, or being kind to ourselves by taking a break when we're tired. Compassion is a powerful virtue that helps improve our overall well-being by nurturing our Jing, Qi, and Shen. Firstly, compassion reduces stress, which helps preserve our Jing energy. When we're less stressed, we don't drain our vital energy reserves, which keeps us healthier in return. For example, when you take the time to listen to a friend who's having a bad day, you help them feel better because they feel heard and supported. But this act of kindness also benefits you. As you show empathy and understanding, according to science, your brain releases chemicals that make you feel good, like oxytocin, sometimes called the love hormone, and dopamine, which is linked to pleasure and reward. These chemicals help lower your stress levels, making you feel calm. So, by being there for your friend, you create a positive emotional exchange that reduces stress for both of you. Secondly, compassion boosts our qi. Imagine helping a neighbor carry groceries. This simple act of kindness creates a positive energy that invigorates your body and mind. Lastly, compassion enriches our shen. When you volunteer your time to help those in need, you often feel more spiritually fulfilled and aligned with your true self. Frugality means living simply and avoiding unnecessary excess. It's about living in moderation, meaning appreciating what we have and using our resources wisely. Consider buying only what you need, reusing things instead of throwing them away, or enjoying the little things in life. These are all ways to practice frugality. When we stop constantly chasing after more stuff, we reduce stress. The pressure to keep up with others or always want more can drain us. By practicing moderation, we keep our energy intact. For instance, when you only buy what's necessary and avoid overindulging in desires, you protect your life essence. Frugality also helps keep the flow of qi steady. When we waste things or always want more, it's like we're spreading our energy everywhere, which can make us feel drained or out of balance. But when we practice frugality, we focus on using what we already have, like reusing items, fixing things instead of buying new ones, or living in a way that's better for the environment. This not only makes sense in everyday life, but also helps us stay in alignment with the natural flow of qi. Frugality nurtures your shun, as when you clear away your physical and mental clutter, you create space for clarity. A simple, organized space makes it easier to focus and reflect, allowing you to connect with your spiritual self more deeply. Humility is about recognizing that we aren't the center of everything and that other people have valuable ideas and contributions. It means letting go of our ego and being open to learning from others. We show humility by admitting when we're wrong, listening to others, and helping without expecting praise. Humble people tend to have better relationships and feel happier because they focus on cooperation rather than competition. Being humble helps protect our Tsing by reducing stress caused by our ego. When we stop trying to prove ourselves all the time, we avoid unnecessary stress and save our energy. For example, admitting when we're wrong or valuing others' opinions helps us stay calm and preserve our energy. Humility also helps our qi flow smoothly. Imagine a team where everyone listens to each other and works together without trying to outshine each other. The energy flows better in such an environment, and everyone feels more supported and motivated because there's no tension or competition. Finally, humility strengthens our shun. When we're humble, we look beyond ourselves and connect with a greater purpose. By being open to learning and helping others without seeking praise, we feel more connected to something deeper which nurtures our spiritual growth. Consider an ideal day where you start with a compassionate act, like preparing breakfast for your family, which sets a positive tone and releases feel-good hormones that preserve your Ting and boost your Qi. Throughout the day, you practice frugality by avoiding unnecessary purchases and appreciating what you have. This mindful approach reduces stress and preserves your vital essence, contributing to a balanced flow of Qi. At work, you exhibit humility by listening to your colleagues and valuing their contributions, fostering a harmonious environment that enhances both your qi and shun. By the end of the day, these practices create a cascade of positive effects. Your compassionate actions connect you with others, your frugal mindset keeps you grounded and stress-free, and your humility enriches your spirit. These combined practices elevate your vibrational frequency by enhancing your Ting, Qi, and Shun, resulting in a more refined and elevated energy that aligns you with greater harmony, vitality, and spiritual well-being. Number 3. Practice Feng Shui. Lao Tzu says, "A house is built by the human hand, but the foundation is laid by the earth." Imagine walking into a room where everything feels just right. Nothing is out of place, and the energy seems to flow smoothly. This is the magic of Feng Shui, an ancient Chinese practice that helps create a harmonious flow of energy, or qi, in our living and workspaces. The idea is simple. When we arrange our environments in a way that promotes balance, it can enhance our mood, well-being, and energy levels. So, how do we get started with feng shui? Begin by decluttering your space. This isn't just about tidying up. It's about removing physical or emotional clutter that may be blocking the flow of energy. If there's a part of your room where energy feels stuck or hard to navigate, try rearranging it to allow for smoother movement. Fix broken items, throw out things you no longer need, and add fresh flowers to bring vitality into the space. Surround yourself with images, photos, or artwork that bring up happy memories and good feelings. Bringing nature indoors with plants or elements that reflect your environment will help ground the energy. And don't forget to incorporate color. Choose shades that match the vibe you want in each room, whether it's calming blues or energizing reds. A space-clearing ritual can also help reset the energy. In feng shui, balance is key, and one way to create...
Prescription products require completion of an online medication consultation with an independent healthcare provider through the LifeMD platform and are only available if prescribed. Subscription required. Individual results may vary. Additional restrictions apply at LifeMD.com. Read all warnings before using GLP-1s. Side effects may include a risk of thyroid C-cell tumors. Do not use GLP-1s if you or your family have a history of thyroid cancer.
Confused on where to start with weight loss medication? See the lowest prices available with or without insurance for Wegovy, Zepbound, and more at TryLifeMD.com. 95% of LifeMD patients said starting their weight loss journey was simple. Listen to Tara's story after losing 42 pounds.
You just take your shot. It doesn't feel like you're on a diet. What I wasn't expecting it to do was to shut off the food noise. I had gone from 237 to 195. This was life-altering, and if I can do it, I feel like anybody can do it.
Get your free insurance benefits check in minutes right now at TryLifeMD.com. Nearly 96% of patients said they would recommend the LifeMD program to anyone who wants to lose weight. Get started right now at TryLifeMD.com. That's TryLifeMD.com.
If you're shopping while working, eating, or even listening to this podcast, then you know and love the thrill of a deal. But are you getting the deal and cash back? Rakuten shoppers do. They get the brands they love, savings, and cash back. And you can get it too. Start getting cash back at your favorite stores like Target, Nike, and Instacart. Stack sales on top of cash back and feel what it's like to know you're maximizing the savings. It's easy to use, and you can get your cash back sent to you through PayPal or check. The idea is simple. Stores pay Rakuten for sending them shoppers, and Rakuten shares the money with you as cash back. Download the free Rakuten app or go to Rakuten.com to start saving today. It's the most rewarding way to shop. That's Rakuten, Rakuten.com.
The eight balance is by using the five elements: wood, fire, earth, metal, and water. Each element has its unique energy. Wood represents growth and vitality. Fire represents passion and energy. Earth stands for stability and nourishment. Metal signifies clarity and precision, and water reflects calmness and abundance. These elements interact in ways that can either create harmony or lead to imbalance. For example, wood fuels fire. Think of wood burning to create fire, and fire creates earth as it leaves behind ash. Earth produces metal as metals come from the earth, and metal enriches water as metals are found in water, and water nourishes wood as plants need water to grow. To practice feng shui at home, add items that represent each of these elements. For wood, include green plants or wooden furniture. For fire, use candles or red colours. For earth, add ceramic objects in earth tones like yellow and brown. For metal, decorate with metal objects and white or grey colours. And finally, for water, incorporate blue items, mirrors, or a small fountain. The goal is to create a balanced mix of these elements to maintain a smooth, positive flow of qi. This balance can have a powerful impact on your well-being. Now, let's think about how feng shui can transform your workspace. A well-organized desk that faces the door invites opportunities and positive energy. So use plants to purify the air and add a touch of nature. Personalize your workspace with items that inspire and motivate you. Ensure your workspace is well-lit and bring in elements like a water feature or natural stones to keep the energy flowing. Feng Shui isn't just about your environment, it's also about how you take care of your own energy. Think about activities that light you up, whether it's a hobby, physical activity, or spending time with loved ones. Practices like Qigong or Tai Chi focus on gentle movements and breathing, helping to balance your energy. Meditation and deep breathing are also great ways to find stillness and reconnect with yourself. Take walks outside to recharge or enjoy technology-free time to relax and unwind. Pay attention to your energy, avoid draining interactions, and surround yourself with things and people that uplift you. Find a morning routine that sets a positive tone for the day and make room for spontaneity and new experiences. Engage in acts of kindness, explore new hobbies, and spend time with inspiring people. By using feng shui, we can create spaces and habits that not only look good, but also feel good. When we align with our surroundings and routines with balance, we invite harmony and vitality into our lives. So, now you know a little more about feng shui, try experimenting with these practices and see how they help improve your energy and connection to your surroundings. Number 4. Slow down. In our final quote from Lao Tzu for this video, he says, "Nature does not hurry, yet everything is accomplished." Imagine a river flowing gently through a valley. It moves effortlessly around the rocks and bends, never forcing its way, but always finding the path of least resistance. This is the essence of Wu Wei, a key concept in Taoism that means non-action or effortless action. It's about moving with the natural flow of life instead of struggling against it. Wu Wei isn't about doing nothing. It's about responding to life with ease and flexibility, just like the river adapts to its surroundings. You don't need to push or force things to happen. When you practice Wu Wei, you save energy and reduce stress, allowing life to unfold more smoothly. Imagine how much easier it would be to reach your goals if you let life carry you forward instead of fighting the current. Now, think of bamboo bending with the wind. It's strong yet flexible, adapting to nature without breaking. By embodying this principle, your energy becomes more harmonious and aligned with the universe. This balance attracts positive experiences and people, just like the bamboo stands tall and strong through the wind. Look around in nature and you'll see Wu Wei in the effortless flight of a bird or the way flowers bloom without striving. These things happen naturally, without force, showing the power of aligning with life's rhythms. When we practice Wu Wei, we tap into this natural wisdom that allows us to move through life with ease and grace. To apply Wu Wei in your life, start by noticing where you're forcing things. Are there areas where you feel tense or frustrated? These might be signs you're swimming upstream. Relax, trust the process, and let go of the need to control every outcome. Instead, focus on being present, like a surfer riding the waves instead of fighting against them. Slowing down is also key. In a fast-paced world, we often rush to get things done, leading to stress and burnout. But by slowing down, you become more aware of life's natural flow. Think of a calm lake versus a rushing river. The lake reflects everything around it clearly, while the rushing river is turbulent and opaque. Slowing down helps you see things more clearly, make better decisions, and act in harmony with life. When you embrace Wu Wei, your energy aligns with the flow of the universe, raising your vibrations. Picture a day where everything goes right. You wake up feeling refreshed, your commute is smooth, and interactions are positive. This is the state of flow that Wu Wei creates. When your vibrations are elevated, positive energy follows you. Like attracts like, high vibrations draw in positive people and situations. Ever notice how, when you're in a good mood, good things seem to happen? That's the law of attraction at work, and Wu Wei enhances it by keeping your energy balanced and positive. Your elevated vibrations also affect those around you. When you're centered, your calm and harmonious energy radiates outwards, influencing your family, friends, and even strangers you meet. This creates a ripple effect of positivity, making the environment around you more balanced and harmonious. If you enjoyed this video, please make sure to check out our full Philosophies for Life playlist. And for more videos to help you find success and happiness using beautiful philosophical wisdom, don't forget to subscribe. Thanks so much for watching.